The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. It is officially the scariest week of the year, Halloween only a few short days away, and when you talk about real-life fear, you learn from a very early age, you don't get in a car with a stranger. That's like one of the first messages, first lessons, maybe the only lesson I remember my parents ever telling me. You do not get into a stranger's car. It doesn't matter if they say they have candy. It doesn't matter if they say they have even more candy.
Especially if it's a van. And now today, you're like, ooh, a van.
Yeah, man, kill for a stranger's van. Stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I got an XL.
Then all of a sudden, it shifted the last few years. And now we are relying on strangers' cars to get us everywhere. To the airport, back from the airport, bars, concerts, sporting events, whatever. It's all about getting in strangers' cars. But this is the one time of year that we allow you to share your scariest stories as we enter the Tales from the Lift. Yeah. Passengers, drivers, it's your opportunity to share with us your absolute scariest real-life rideshare stories. This is something that I think we all have accepted, but still there is a little bit of fear that gets into it. And we say hello to Jim on K-Rock. Good morning, Jim. We'll start with you. Make our way up and down these phones. One of these people will be rewarded handsomely with tickets to see someone at the Hollywood Bowl. Who, Vanessa? We don't know, right?
Ricky Gervais.
That's the guy.
I don't like you.
Jim, what? Tell us your tales from the lift, please.
Hey, good morning, Klein and Alley. Yeah, my wife and I got in a lift downtown. We were down there drinking, partying, and the driver was just super high.
Well, that's...
That's standard.
Yeah, all right. Then what?
Scary. Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to get out because he could barely even put the thing in drive when we started. We lasted about a block and we got out at the next light.
You know, I will say not that the guy I had was not high, but he was like 100.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty scary.
Oh, my God. I've never been so scared when I was driving. He stopped in the middle of an intersection and was like, where am I? And I was like, oh, my God, get me out of here.
Let's say hi
to... This is how I go.
Brian, welcome to Tales from the Lift, your opportunity to share with us your scariest ride share stories as passenger and or driver. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, guys. Yeah. So I was a driver in Costa Mesa. I want to say it was Halloween night about 4 or 5 years ago. And I pulled into this club parking lot and tons of people around, kind of, you know, was waving my phone around. Somebody came up, you know, how they can see what kind of car you're driving and your license plate. They get in the vehicle, we start driving, and within the first 2 minutes, my phone rings like 5 times. And I'm like, what is going on? I look back at passenger saying, hey, I'm sorry, I got to pull over and figure out what this is. I answer the phone call, and the guy's like, hey, man, like, why are you driving away? Where are you going? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're driving away from me, and you started my ride. Like, what do you think you're doing? I was like, wait, give me a second. I turn around to the guy behind me. I'm like, hey, man, like, what's your name? He's like, yeah, I'm Mark. I was like, okay. I'm like, show me your ID. Ends up being, like, Jose Gonzalez. Uh-huh. And I'm like, dude, are you f***ing me? Get out of the car. Are you serious? And so then the guy on the phone, the real passenger, you know, hear him in the back. He's like, hey, did you take a picture of this guy's ID? Like, and then you hear him in the back, hey, babe, do you have my gun? Like, I swear to God, I'm going to find this guy.
Oh, no.
See, this is one of the biggest fear stories ever, is that your ride has begun and you realize either the passenger you think you have is not the right person, or the car you're in is not a... It's not an Uber or Lyft at all.
Yeah.
That's always kind of... And you know how it is. It's such chaos when you're trying to get into one at the airport or leaving a venue or a concert.
Oh, and you...
That you're just happy. Anyone that's just even... doors unlocked and lets you just get in it.
I've seen you offer just cash to a random person who's not even an Uber, just saying, hey, get me to this place and I'll give you money.
Sometimes that person could
be crazy.
Just take me 3 miles from here and drop me off. I don't even care. I got to get out of this. It's complete pandemonium.
661 said, as a passenger, our Uber's tire exploded on the freeway and he proceeded to drive and pick up another rider because he wanted to get his Uber bonus and he was one ride away.
That's so funny. Jack, we're talking about real life fear as we are in the scariest week of the year as it pertains to your ride share stories. What happened to you, Jack?
So I was a passenger. I was having a medical emergency in Kenya. And I needed to go to the hospital, and the driver just started going the complete opposite direction of where I needed to go, and he would not change directions, and he just kept going for 30 minutes.
What was the medical emergency?
So I had appendicitis, and so I got surgery in Kenya, and then a couple days after the surgery, just started, like, feeling really weird, and so I had to go back to the hospital.
And when you're telling the driver, I need the hospital, you're going the wrong way, is he responding or just going stone-faced and continuing to drive the wrong way?
No, he was responding. He was, oh, no, trust me, I know a shortcut.
I love those drivers, by the way. That's claim that they... And I got every app open on my phone going, that is not the case. I'm looking at it right now.
And I actually took an Uber here yesterday, and I think that there is some kind of a secret app that will say, what is the most roundabout way I can get to a place? Because I have never seen a person take this way to my work before in my life. And I'm looking at Google Maps, and it's seemingly taking her this way. I have never seen that before.
Alex, real-life fear stories. Tales from the Lyft. You were in the back of a rideshare, or potentially the driver, and things went south. What happened?
I got in a shared Lyft, and the other passengers were a couple who started having the loudest, most intense argument I've ever heard. I'm pretty sure they broke up right then and there.
Oh, man.
In an Uber pool?
So you're in the back seat with a couple, they're fighting, and you're just the third just sitting there?
Yep, and it was like a 40-minute ride.
That is a real Tales from the Lyft. David on K-Rock, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs, what happened to you?
So I'm a driver, and one time I pulled up to this neighborhood. It was kind of dark. I usually have a tendency to keep my car doors locked until I see somebody approaching. But I was just, like, on my phone, like, distracted. And then the doors just suddenly open, and it's this girl. And I was like, hey, are you, like, so-and-so? And then she's like, yeah, just drive. So she wanted me, like, to pull off, and I'm, like, trying to, like, confirm the address and whatnot where we're going. And then she's like, no, just drive. And I was like, yo, what's going on? And she's like, my man just caught me on my side, dude.
Oh!
And I was like, what the hell?
So you were
I'm driving, like, down the street, and I can see the headlights, like, behind us. And we're like, I'm just, like, flooring. And she's like, don't stop.
You're getting chased by her man.
I'm the driver.
Oh, brutal.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
She's like, are you effing him too? And you're like, no, I'm just the driver.
And so you go from being just the regular rideshare driver to now the escape driver, unexpectedly.
And then once you commit to that, don't you kind of have to commit?
Kind of.
What, you're not going to, like, stop and pull over and let her out?
I was in the back one time, and the guy was kept doing this thing where he was inching into a crosswalk with people, and, like, people were getting really annoyed. And then they started yelling at me. I'm just in the back seat. I'm like, I have no relationship with this driver outside of this ride. And then they start giving me the middle finger and spitting at me. And I'm going, this guy just picked me up.
Fine, I won't tip him.
I got no problem
here.
Nicole, it is Tales from the Lyft on K-Rock, Real Life Fear. Rideshare stories. What's up?
Hey, guys. First time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was driving the night of the shooting in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
I was driving into it as it was happening. I was hearing the bullets ricocheting off my car.
Whoa.
And it was thinking of fireworks. It was crazy. And
I helped about 25 people get to safety in the emergency
hero.
Room.
Hero, good for you, Nicole. Thank you for that. That's real fear right there. Absolutely.
Do you just turn the app off at that point and help everybody get to where they need to go?
So that would have been absolute pandemonium.
Jesus,
Andrew,
wow.
We'll give you the final word. We got to wrap this up. Go. What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, so I was on the 5 freeway as a passenger, and the rider missed my exit, so he tried to stop on the freeway in reverse back to it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good move right there.
Do you think to yourself, oh, you got to make the passenger happy. I'll just reverse.
So you yell, hey, you just missed it. What's going on? And you go, no, I didn't miss it. We could back up. How are we talking 500 feet? Are we talking miles? What are we talking?
Oh, it's a good, like, probably 100 feet at this point.
Yeah, doing the backwards on the freeway is a scary
Whoa.
Move.
Whoa. 818 said, I was a driver and the passenger left something in my trunk and I had no idea. Later, I was pulled over for a fix-it ticket. They asked what was in my trunk. I had no idea they could do that. So I opened it and the passenger had left thousands of dollars worth of illegal fireworks in my car.
Oh, you need those
And
for...
I had to explain what happened and say it was a passenger and not me.
You're going to need those for World Series celebrations. Hey, Casey, we give you the actual final word. Go ahead on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What happened to you?
So, my family, we're heading out to the airport to go to Hawaii. I have two little kids with me. We get into the lift. First, it's filthy. It's the grossest lift I've been in. But, you know, we got to get to the airport. So we get in, and my daughter and I get in the back seat. I look over. There's a half-empty bottle of tequila sitting next to me. And then I look over at my daughter. She's getting ready to sit down, and there's some dried white fluid on the seat. So I grab her, flip her to the other side of the seat.
Oh, my God.
That's a totally different. It's funny how fear can take so many different lanes.
Totally.
Here. It's the backing up on the freeway to the random fluid in the back seat.
But that's the beautiful thing about...
And Uber.
Ride share carefully. That's for sure. Miles Smith time. Stargazing. On the world famous K-Rock. Good morning.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.